Triple C. I don't know, Joe. You your ears perked up when you heard Tiger Woods was in the hunt, man. It's still a thing for people. And now the fact that you see what the odds were too. Westgate in Las Vegas casino before the tournament, 100-1 that he wins.
Oh wow!
All the way down to 15-1.
If I were a betting man, I would have put a little bit on that going into the tournament. No, why not?
Man, I would have bet withdraw.
Are all the big players in this tournament?
Yeah, there's a decent amount of the big names for sure.
What a story.
I can't cheer for the guy. I just think he's a really bad dude. I think it's been borne out that it's not really an opinion to call him a bad dude. He's a bad dude.
Yeah.
But people like this.
There's a history there, but there's also...
This country is an amazing place for wanting to give people second chances, especially athletes.
Sometimes even people who do really, really bad things are rehabbable. Would you agree with that?
Within reason. There are limits to that, though. Anyway, that's a little bit serious. How about Jimbo Fisher? Right out the door, it looks like. That feels like Chris growing up would never have believed Texas A&M was a bigger job than Florida State. Bobby Bowden made that into such a big job.
What do you mean?
Jimbo Fisher's going to go coach it.
No, I know, but you mean that you would never see someone leaving Florida State?
Yeah, it feels weird to say that it's like a bigger gig now. Or arguably is a more prominent gig than Florida State.
I mean, he's just leaving for money then, in the end, because that's a lateral or downward move, is it not?
I don't know. That's what I mean. I think some people feel like it's not, because Clemson is so obviously the team now in the AFC, or the AFC, the ACC. I think Florida State took a definite secondary role. Miami seems to be on their way back. So now you're looking at it and saying, maybe I'll just go to the SEC where hopefully I can get A&M to where they need to be. I don't know about that, though, man. That feels like a marriage destined to end
Nick
in
Saban
failure.
Somewhere in there?
Why would anybody want to go to the
SEC? I have no idea. Well, obviously money would be the reason why. Did you see the news conference the other day when it was his radio show. I'm sorry. It was Jimbo Fisher's radio show, which they do in front of a whole live audience. And somebody asked, they asked live questions, and the guy's like, you talk about loyalty with your players. What about loyalty with you? And he got booed out, and then some dude in a Florida State hat, like somebody at the show, literally pushed the guy out of the room, and everybody cheered.
College football fans down south are a little bit insane, are they not?
Yeah, I wonder how those people feel now.
You think that guy is going to get welcomed back in, and everyone's going to say, apologize and shake his hand?
He might. Who's going for that job now?
I don't know.
Is Charlie Ward out there anywhere?
I don't know.
Deion?
Charlie Strong's probably going to be a candidate. How about Mike Leach at Tennessee, possibly? The old pirate. Air raid, baby. Rocky Top.
He's a beauty.
I hope he did he get it? I didn't even look. I hope it's finalized and done. I hope he gets it if he hasn't already.